Dobrý ráno to all of my Slovakian friends.
Takže príjemné dopoludnie všetkým priateľom na Slovensku.
I know we also have some Hungarian guests here as well.
Viem, že tu máme aj nejakých maďarských hostí, ako som počul.
I want to wish them a boldog sombatot.
Chcem aj im povedať boldog sombatot.
I want to say what a privilege it is to be with you here in Košice on this beautiful Sabbath day.
Chcem povedať, že je pre mňa veľkou prednosťou byť medzi vami v tento sobotný deň tu na Slovensku.
My wife and three sons could not be here with me.
Moja manželka a moji traja synovia nemohli tu dnes byť.
But I want to tell you that I send greetings from them.
Ale chcem vám povedať, že vám prinášam od nich pozdravy.
Right now I am pastoring a small church in the middle of the United States.
Momentálne som kazateľom v jednom malom zbore uprostred Spojených štátov.
It's with their permission that I am here.
A vďaka ich povoleniu alebo súhlasu nášho zboru som tu.
And so I also send greetings from our church as well.
A tak teda vám prinášam pozdravy aj od nášho zboru.
These next six meetings that I will have,
šesť ďalších prednášok, ktoré budem mať počnúc od dnes,
they cover the life of a Bible character.
Sú o živote jednej biblickej postavy.
And this Bible character is perhaps not one of the most well-known nor popular when it comes to Bible heroes.
A táto biblická postava možno nie je až taká populárna alebo tak dobre známa, keď príde reč na biblických hrdinov.
My series is titled From Jacob to Israel.
Séria mojich prednášok sa nazýva Od Jakoba k Izraelu.
And the reason I've chosen this is that the life of Jacob presents some very important lessons for God's people at the end of time.
Dôvod, prečo som si vybral túto tému, je, že život Jakoba má pre nás mnoho lekcií a poučení aj v tejto dobe konca.
Some of you may be wondering, why should we study the life of Jacob?
Možno niektorí uvažujete, prečo by sme mali študovať práve život Jakoba.
This next six meetings I hope to share with you in depth as to why his life is important for us.
V ďalších šiestich prednáškach sa teda chcem s vami podeliť, prečo jeho život je pre nás dôležitý.
This morning my sermon is actually quite short.
Dnes dopoludnia v podstate budem mať kratšie kázanie.
But I would like to introduce this subject, and so the introduction will be a little bit longer than the sermon.
A teda chcem urobiť taký úvod k celým týmto prednáškam. Bude to kratšie než celá tá séria.
But I hope that each of you has a Bible.
Ale dúfam, že všetci ste si donesli svoju Bibliu.
And as we begin to study,
a keď budeme študovať,
I would like to just invite you once more to bow your heads with me as we
have a word of prayer. Chcem ešte krátko skloniť svoje hlavy a chcem vás poprosiť, aby ste sklonili svoje hlavy ku krátkej modlitbe.
Our Father in heaven.
Náš nebeský Otče.
As we open the Bible now.
Keď budeme otvárať tvoje slovo.
We ask that you would speak to your people.
Prosíme ťa, aby si prehováral k svojmu ľudu.
Help us to understand the lessons that would prepare us for what is coming.
Prosíme ťa, pomôž nám porozumieť lekciám, ktoré nás majú pripraviť na to, čo príde.
We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray.
Prosíme ťa o to v mene Ježiša Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
Please take your Bibles and open with me to the book of Jeremiah.
Prosím, otvorte si svoje Biblie spolu so mnou v knihe proroka Jeremiáša.
Jeremiah chapter 30.
Tam v 30. kapitole.
And I'd like to ask you to look with me at verse 7.
A chcem, aby ste sa pozreli spolu so mnou na 7. verš.
Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, and the Bible describes one important reason why we need to understand the life of Jacob.
U Jeremiáša v 30. kapitole v 7. verši Biblia opisuje, prečo je dôležité rozumieť životu Jakobovmu.
The Bible says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it.
Čítame, oj, lebo je to veľký deň, ktorému nebolo podobného.
It is even the time of Jacob's trouble.
A je to čas súženia Jakobovho.
But he shall be saved out of it.
Ale bude zachránený z neho.
Jeremiah describes a time in the future.
Jeremiáš opisuje čas v budúcnosti.
And his language here is unmistakable.
A jeho jazyk je taký neomylný.
Jeremiah says that there is a time that is coming, there will be no other time like this time.
Alebo nespochybniteľný. Jeremiáš hovorí, že príde čas, ktorý nemá obdobu.
In fact, the Bible lets us know that it is not a good time that is coming.
A Biblia hovorí, že to nebude dobrý čas, ktorý príde.
Because in describing this time, the Bible calls it a time of trouble.
Pretože Biblia, keď opisuje tento čas, hovorí o ňom ako o čase súženia.
But in order to help us understand the nature of this time of trouble,
ale aby sme mohli porozumieť povahe tohto času súženia,
the Bible attaches one name to help us understand more about this coming crisis.
Biblia k tomu času priradzuje jedno prídavné meno, aby sme rozumeli, o aký čas hruba sa bude jednať.
Whose time of trouble is it?
Aký čas súženia je to? Čas súženia?
It's Jacob's. Now please understand that this one name associated with this time of trouble.
Prosím, skúsme pochopiť, že keď je toto meno pripojené k tomuto času súženia,
it helps us know that there is something in Jacob's life that we must learn if we are to pass through the crisis that will come.
Tak nám to chce naznačiť, že máme sa z jeho života niečo naučiť, čo nám pomôže prejsť časom, ktorý príde.
In part 6 of this series I will be sharing with you about Jacob's time of trouble.
A v šiestej časti našej série budeme hovoriť o Jakobovom čase slúženia.
Some of you today have been watching the news and are concerned about the Ebola outbreak.
Niektorí z nás v posledných chvíľach, keď sledujete správy, často tam vidíte správy o Ebole.
A few weeks ago you might have been concerned between the rising tension between Ukraine and Russia.
Predtým pár týždňov sme sledovali, aké napätie je medzi Ruskom a Ukrajinou.
Maybe you have even been concerned with the rising escalation of violence in the Middle East.
Možno, že aj vy tu nás ste mali obavy z tej eskalácie toho napätia tu v strednej Európe.
But what is coming in the future for God's people, it makes everything that we see today pale in comparison to the crisis that is coming.
Ale to, čo vidíme dnes a čo zažívame dnes, čo počúvame v správach, je v porovnaní s tým, čo príde, len prechádzka rúžovým sadom.
So we must study the life of Jacob if we are to understand what it will take in order to pass through this crisis ahead.
Teda je dobré, ak budeme študovať život Jakoba, aby sme pochopili, čo máme urobiť, aby sme mohli prejsť krízou, ktorá príde.
Please come with me to Jeremiah chapter 17.
Teraz chcem čítať proroka Jeremiáša zo 17. kapitoly.
And in Jeremiah chapter 17, I want to ask you to look with me at verse 9.
A tam vás chcem poprosiť, aby ste sa spolu so mnou pozreli na 9. verš.
Now there is a second reason why we need to study the life of Jacob.
Pretože je ďalší dôvod, prečo je dôležité študovať život Jakoba.
You see, the name Jacob, it actually means supplanter or deceiver.
Viete, meno Jakob v podstate znamená klamár alebo podvodník.
It is not the most flattering name.
Nie je to nejaké skvelé, úžasné meno.
And as we look at the life of Jacob, it is clear that Jacob was someone who was very cunning or sly.
A keď sa pozrieme na život Jakoba, tak naozaj vidíme, že on bol trochu lstivý alebo trochu taký slisky, môžeme povedať.
And as we read the story of Jacob, it is easy for us to put Jacob at an arm's length and say that was someone else.
A keď čítame o živote Jakoba, tak naozaj je ľahké ho odstrčiť bokom a povedať, toto je predsa život niekoho iného.
But Jeremiah 17 verse 9
netýka sa ma to, ale v tomto 9. verši čítame.
It says the heart is deceitful above all things.
Najlstivejšie od všetkého je srdce.
And desperately wicked, who can know it?
A je úžasne skazené. Kto ho pozná?
You see every one of us in here today.
Viete, každý, kto je tu dnes,
we share one trait with our father Jacob.
Tak spolu s Jakobom zdieľame jednu zdedenú črtu.
And that trait is that in each of us is the element of deception.
A tá črta má súvislosť s tým prvkom podvodu alebo klamstva.
There have always been, or as long as we have had a sinful nature, there has always been this element of a wicked and deceitful heart.
Odkedy máme hriešnú, skazenú prirodzenosť, tak vždycky v nej bola bolo to klamstvo a podvod.
And if we are to be saved,
a chceme byť spasení,
we must also experience, like Jacob, the experience of having our name from the deceiver to being Israel.
Takisto musíme zažiť zmenu toho mena, ako ju zažil Jakob, z Jakoba, keď ho bol premenovaný na Izrael.
To study the life of Jacob is to study the transition from an old nature to a new nature.
Študovať život Jakoba znamená študovať zmenu zo starej prirodzenosti na novú prirodzenosť.
But there is one more reason why we should study the life of Jacob.
Ale je ešte jeden ďalší dôvod, prečo by sme mali študovať život Jakoba.
And in order to understand this, I want to ask you to think with me about three children in the Bible.
A aby sme tomu mohli porozumieť, chcem vás poprosiť, aby ste spolu so mnou študovali život troch detí, ktoré sú zaznamenané v Biblii.
I want to ask you to think about the son of Abraham.
Troch teda synov, syna Abrahamovho,
the son of Isaac,
syna Izákovho,
and the son of Jacob,
a syna Jakobovho.
So, I want to ask you to focus on three children.
Skúsme sa pozrieť teda na tieto tri deti, týchto troch synov.
Which would be Isaac?
Čo by teda bude Izák?
Jacob?
Jakob?
And Joseph?
A Jozef.
Now, these three children have something very interesting or unique about them.
Pretože títo traja synovia majú na sebe niečo zvláštne alebo niečo unikátne.
So Isaac, Jacob and Joseph all have some things in common.
Izák, Jakob a Jozef majú všetci niečo spoločné.
All three of them,
všetci traja,
had a supernatural birth.
Sa narodili nadprirodzeným spôsobom.
Now let's pause.
Zastavme sa tu na chvíľu.
Think about Isaac.
Zamyslite sa nad Izákom.
What was special about his birth?
Čo bolo zvláštne na jeho pôrode, na jeho narodení sa?
Oh wait, his mother,
jeho matka,
Sarah, was far beyond the age that women could have children.
Sara už dávno prekročila vek, kedy by mohla mať dieťa.
The birth of Isaac was a supernatural event.
Teda narodenie Izáka bola nadprirodzená udalosť.
Now, some of you may not know this.
Možno, že niektorí z vás to nevedia.
But the birth of Esau and Jacob was also the same.
Ale aj narodenie Ezava a Jakoba bolo rovnaké.
It's not that Rebecca was too old.
Nie preto, že by Rebecca bola tiež stará.
But as we will read in a few moments, Rebecca could not have children.
Ale ako si za chvíľu ukážeme, Rebecca nemohla mať deti.
And then I don't need to tell you about Rachel, Joseph's mother.
A zrejme vám nemusím hovoriť o Rácheli, o Jozefovej matke.
Most of you will know or remember.
Väčšina z vás pamätá, vie.
That Rachel longed to have children, but it seemed, and the Bible says that God closed up the womb of Rachel.
Že Rachel túžila mať deti, ale čítame v Biblii, že Pán Boh zavrel jej lono.
So all three of these children, teda Isaac, Jacob and Joseph.
Všetci títo traja synovia, Izák, Jakob a Jozef.
They were all the product of a supernatural birth.
Boli všetci produktom nadprirodzeného narodenia sa.
Now, Isaac, Jacob and Joseph also have something else in common.
Ale Izák, Jakob a Jozef mali ešte niečo spoločné.
They were not the first born children.
Neboli prvorodení.
Now think.
Zamyslite sa.
Who was Isaac's older brother?
Kto bol starší brat Izáka?
Ishmael.
Ismael.
Who was Jacob's older brother?
Kto bol starší brat Jakoba?
Esau. Who was Joseph's older brother?
A kto bol Jozefov starší brat?
Everybody.
Každý, že mali viacej.
So all three of these children, they were not the firstborn. That's important.
Teda všetci títo traja synovia neboli prvorodení, to je dôležitá poznámka.
But even though they were not the firstborn,
ale aj keď neboli prvorodení,
they have a third thing in common.
Mali ešte tretiu vec spoločnú.
One of their parents favored them.
Jeden z rodičov ich vždycky obľuboval alebo nejako mal radšej nad ostatné deti.
I want you to think about Isaac. Who favored him?
Spomente si na Izáka. Kto ho miloval?
Abraham favored him.
Abraham, že ho ako keby uprednostňoval.
Who favored Jacob?
Kto uprednostňoval Jakoba?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, že?
Who favored Joseph?
A kto uprednostňoval Jozefa?
Jacob.
Jakob.
So although they were not the firstborn,
teda aj keď neboli prvorodení,
all three were favored by their parents. One parent.
Všetci boli obľúbení alebo uprednostňovaní jedným zo svojich rodičov.
But Isaac, Jacob and Joseph have something else in common.
Izák, Jakob a Jozef mali ešte niečo spoločné.
All three of them were hated by their older brothers.
Všetci boli nenávidení zo strany svojich starších bratov.
You know, even today.
A viete, aj dnes.
The children of Ishmael hate the children of
Dodnes. Synovia Izmaelovi nenávidia synov Izákových, že?
Esau hated Jacob. He wanted to kill him.
Ezau nenávidel Jakoba, chcel ho dokonca zabiť.
And all of Joseph's older brothers wanted to kill or hated him. They tried to kill him.
A všetci Jozefovi bratia ho chceli dokonca tiež zabiť, ho nenávideli.
But Isaac, Jacob and Joseph also have something else in common.
Ďalšiu vec, ktorú mali Izák, Jakob a Jozef spoločné.
All three of them were asked by their father to do a special work.
Všetkých troch požiadali ich otcovia, aby urobili nejakú zvláštnu prácu.
What did Abraham ask Isaac to do?
O čo požiadal Abraham Izáka?
What did he ask him?
O čo ho požiadal?
He said, Isaac,
Izák povedal, Izák,
I want you to offer yourself as a sacrifice.
Chcem, aby si
offer yourself as a sacrifice.
Chcem, aby si bol obetovaný ako obeť.
What did Jacob ask I'm sorry, what did Isaac ask Jacob to do?
O čo požiadal Izák Jakoba?
Isaac asked Jacob, he said, Jacob, go to this country and go find a wife.
Povedal, ty pôjdeš do tej a tej krajiny a nájdeš si tam manželku.
What did Jacob ask Joseph to do?
A o čo požiadal Jakob Jozefa?
He said, Joseph, go see how your brethren are doing. Go find and see if they're okay.
Povedal, choď, pozri sa na svojich bratov a či sa im darí dobre.
Now, Isaac, Jacob and Joseph have something else in common.
Izák, Jakob a Jozef mali spoločne ešte niečo.
They all got separated from their father.
Všetci boli oddelení od svojho otca.
Now Isaac did not die.
Izák nezomrel.
But as Abraham was ready to kill him.
Ale vtedy, keď bol Abraham pripravený ho zabiť.
Isaac was prepared to die for his father.
Izák bol ochotný zomrieť za svojho otca.
Now Jacob,
alebo pre svojho otca. Jakob,
when he went to Haran,
keď šiel do Cháranu,
he spent 20 years away from his father.
Strávil tam 20 rokov, keď bol mimo svojho otca.
Joseph,
a Jozef,
he went to Egypt.
Šiel do Egypta.
And it was there for many, many years that he did not see Jacob.
Bol tam veľa, veľa rokov, keď nevidel svojho otca Jakoba.
Now, you might be wondering, why is preacher telling us all of these facts?
Možno, že uvažujete, prečo nám ten kazateľ rozpráva všetky tieto veci?
Because these three children, Isaac, Jacob and Joseph,
pretože všetky tieto tri deti, Izák, Jakob a Jozef,
they all prefigure the work that Jesus came to do.
Všetci boli predobrazom na dielo, ktoré príde, alebo prišiel vykonať Ježiš Kristus.
Most of you know that Jesus was also the product of a supernatural birth.
A všetci určite vieme, že Ježiš takisto bol výsledkom nadprirodzeného narodenia sa.
Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost.
Ježiš bol počatý z Ducha Svätého.
And Jesus was also not the firstborn, but he was the second Adam, the Bible says.
A Ježiš takisto nebol prvorodený, ale Biblia hovorí, že bol druhým Adamom.
But Jesus was the beloved son of his father.
Ale čítame, že Ježiš bol milovaný syn svojho otca.
And I think most of you know that Jesus was hated by his brethren.
A myslím, že takisto všetci vieme, že aj Ježiš bol nenávidený zo strany svojich bratov.
Every mission that Isaac, Jacob and Joseph were given.
Všetka, každá tá misia, ktorú dostali Izák, Jakob alebo Jozef,
Jesus fulfilled.
Všetky tie úlohy, ktoré dostali, naplnil Ježiš Kristus.
Because Jesus, like Isaac, offered himself to be a sacrifice.
Pretože Ježiš sa ponúkol ako obeť, tak ako mal byť obetovaný Izák.
Jesus, like Jacob, went into a far country to find a wife.
Ježiš išiel podobne ako Jakob do ďalekej krajiny, aby si našiel svoju manželku.
And Jesus, like Joseph, went into a far country to check on his brethren.
A takisto Ježiš išiel do ďalekej krajiny podobne ako Jozef, aby zistil, ako sa darí jeho bratom.
And I don't need to tell you that Jesus was also separated from his father on the cross.
A určite vám nemusím zdôrazňovať, že aj Ježiš bol odlúčený, oddelený od svojho otca na kríži.
Now I want to tell you that in the Bible the word Israel, it describes three things.
Chcem vám povedať, že slovo Izrael v Biblii popisuje tri veci.
Now the first time you ever see the name Israel in the Bible,
prvýkrát, kedy sa stretávame s menom Izrael v Biblii,
it is after Jacob wrestles with God.
Je vtedy, keď Jakob zápasí s Bohom.
And after this night of wrestling, God says to Jacob,
a v tej noci po tom zápase, Pán Boh hovorí Jakobovi,
your name is no more Jacob.
Tvoje meno sa nebude viacej volať Jakob.
Now,
teraz,
you are,
budeš,
what?
Čo?
Israel.
Izrael.
The first time Israel appears in the Bible.
Prvýkrát, kedy sa stretáme so slovom Izrael v Biblii.
It refers to a person.
Sa toto slovo vzťahuje na osobu.
But by the time we come to the book of Exodus.
Ale keď sa dostávame do knihy Exodus.
The name Israel is now applied to the nation that came from his sons.
Sa už pomenovanie Izrael vzťahuje na národ, ktorý vzišiel z tohto syna Jakoba a z jeho potomkov.
But now I want to ask you to take your Bibles and open with me to Matthew chapter 2.
Chcem vás teraz poprosiť, aby ste si otvorili svoje Biblie do Matúša 2. kapitoly.
And I'm going to ask you to look with me at verse 15.
A chcem, aby ste sa pozreli spolu so mnou do 15. verša.
Matthew chapter 2 and verse 15.
Matúš 2, 15. verš.
And this is what the Bible describes.
Biblia hovorí.
The Bible says, and was there until the death of Herod.
Je tam reč o Jozefovi a Ježišovi. A bol tam až do smrti Herodesovej,
that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet,
aby sa naplnilo, čo bolo povedané od Pána skrze proroka,
saying, out of Egypt have I called my son.
Ktorý povedal, z Egypta som povolal svojho syna.
Now, if you read the previous verses,
keby ste si prečítali predchádzajúce verše,
this is talking about Jesus.
Tak zistíte, že tam je reč o Ježišovi.
As you know, when Jesus was born,
a ako viete, Ježiš sa narodil,
there was an attempt to try to kill him.
Keď sa Ježiš narodil, boli snahy a pokus o jeho zabitie.
And so God gave Joseph, his father, a dream.
A teda Pán Boh dal Jozefovi, jeho otcovi, sen.
And the father went to Egypt.
Aby otec išiel do Egypta.
And he stayed there until there was a change in the power.
On tam zostal, až kým nedošlo k zmene vo vláde alebo v vedúcej pozícii v tom národe.
And then he came back.
A potom sa vrátil späť.
But look at verse 15 carefully.
Ale pozrite sa pozorne na verš 15.
It says that when he did this, it was fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet.
Tam sme sa dočítali, že keď to urobil, tak sa vlastne malo naplniť to, čo bolo povedané od Pána skrze proroka.
I have a question for you today.
Mám pre vás jednu otázku dnes.
Can somebody tell me what prophet predicted?
Môže mi niekto povedať, ktorý prorok to predpovedal?
That God would call his son out of Egypt.
Ktorý prorok predpovedal, že Pán Boh povolá svojho syna z Egypta?
Does somebody know what prophet actually said that in the Old Testament?
Vie niekto, ktorý z prorokov to povedal v starom zákone?
Who was it? It was Hosea. Now let's turn to Hosea chapter 11.
Áno, Hoseáš, poďme sa pozrieť do proroka Hoseáša do 11. kapitoly.
Hosea chapter 11.
Hoseáš 11.
And I want to ask you to look with me at verse 1.
Pozrite sa spolu so mnou do prvého verša.
Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. Now look closely.
Hoseáš 11:1.
Because the Bible says when Israel was a child, then I loved him.
Biblia hovorí, keď bol Izrael dieťa, miloval som ho.
And called my son out of Egypt.
A z Egypta som povolal svojho syna.
Now please tell me.
Povedzte mi.
In Hosea 11 verse 1.
U Hoseáša v 11. kapitole v prvom verši.
Who does the Bible say God called out of Egypt? Who was it?
O kom Biblia hovorí? Kto to bol ten povolaný z Egypta?
Who does it say?
O kom je tu reč?
Israel.
Izrael, že?
But wait a minute.
Ale počkajme chvíľu.
We just read Matthew chapter 2.
Práve sme prečítali u Matúša v druhej kapitole.
In Matthew 2.
Matúša v druhej kapitole.
When Jesus went to Egypt with his father Joseph.
Že keď Ježiš šiel do Egypta so svojím otcom Jozefom.
And then he came back.
A keď sa vrátil.
Under inspiration.
Pod inšpiráciou, pod vedením.
Matthew says.
Matúš hovorí.
That this was a fulfillment of that which Hosea spoke.
Že to bolo naplnením toho, čo hovoril prorok Izajáš.
But when we read Hosea.
A keď čítame Hoseáša,
Hosea doesn't say Jesus.
Hoseáš nehovorí, že to bol Ježiš.
Who does he say God called
out
of Egypt?
Ale o kom tu hovorí Biblia? Izrael.
Israel.
Izrael.
Now we have to ask ourselves, why does the Bible use Jesus and Israel interchangeably?
Položme si teda otázku, prečo Biblia používa Izraela a Ježiša ako synonymá.
Okay, let's think about Israel for a moment.
Zamyslíme sa na chvíľu nad Izraelom.
When Israel came out of Egypt,
keď Izrael vyšiel z Egypta,
can somebody tell me where did they go next?
Môže mi niekto povedať, kam šiel?
Where did they go?
Kam šli Izraeliti z Egypta?
Okay, before the wilderness.
To the wilderness.
Before the wilderness.
A pred púšťou?
They had to go through something. Where did they go
through? Museli prejsť cez niečo. Čo to bolo?
The Red Sea.
Áno, Červené more.
So they went through the Red Sea.
Áno, teda prešli cez Červené more.
And then they went to the wilderness.
A potom šli na púšť.
How long were they there?
Ako dlho tam boli?
They were there for 40 years.
Áno, boli tam 40 rokov.
At the end of those 40 years,
na konci týchto 40 rokov,
then Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy.
Mojžiš napísal 5. knihu Mojžišovu.
So, let's think about Jesus for a moment.
Teda zamyslíme sa nad Ježišom na chvíľu.
Jesus was born.
Ježiš sa narodil.
He went to Egypt.
Išiel do Egypta.
Came out of Egypt.
Vyšiel z Egypta.
And then the Bible says that when he reached a certain age,
a potom Biblia hovorí, že keď dosiahol určitý vek,
Jesus was baptized.
Že bol pokrstený.
Now I want to pause here.
Chcem sa tu na chvíľu zastaviť.
Because Paul says that when the Israelites went through the Red Sea, this was like baptism.
Pretože keď Pavol píše o Izraelitoch, hovorí, že keď prešli cez Červené more, bolo to ako krst.
So don't miss this.
Teda nenechajte si ujsť.
Jesus also came out of Egypt.
Pretože Ježiš takisto, keď vyšiel z Egypta,
then he was baptized.
A potom neskôr, v neskôršom veku bol pokrstený.
And then where did Jesus go after he was baptized? Where did he go?
A kam Ježiš šiel potom, keď bol pokrstený?
He went to the wilderness.
Išiel na púšť, že?
How long was Jesus in the wilderness?
Ako dlho bol Ježiš na púšti?
40 days.
40 dní.
And then the Bible says that after 40 days,
a potom Biblia hovorí, že po 40 dňoch
Satan came and he tempted Jesus.
Satan prišiel, aby pokúšal Ježiša.
And every time Jesus was tempted,
a vždycky, keď Ježiš bol pokúšaný,
what did he say?
Čo povedal Ježiš? Čo povedal Satanovi?
He said, "It is written."
Je napísané, že?
Now here is something very interesting.
Je tu niečo zaujímavé.
Whenever Jesus quoted the Bible,
vždy, keď Ježiš citoval Bibliu,
whenever Satan tempted him,
keď ho Satan pokúšal,
he always quoted from the same book of the Bible.
Vždy citoval z rovnakej knihy Biblie.
Can someone guess what book of the Bible Jesus always quoted from?
Vie niekto, z akej knihy Biblie Ježiš citoval slova?
It was the book of Deuteronomy.
Bola to 5. kniha Mojžišova.
Now, you know, that's very interesting because Jesus and Israel have almost the same timeline of events in their lives.
Je to veľmi naozaj zaujímavé, pretože aj Ježiš, aj Izrael mali veľmi podobné časové rozpätie udalostí vo svojom živote.
So, I'm showing these things to you because there is a purpose for why we should study about Israel and especially Jacob.
Ukazujem vám to preto, aby sme pochopili, aký zmysel má študovať život Izraelitov a život zvlášť Jakoba.
Let's think about Jacob for just one more moment.
Ešte na chvíľu sa zamyslíme nad životom Jakoba.
How did Jacob ever go to Egypt?
Ako Jakob šiel do Egypta?
Jacob had a son.
Jakob mal syna.
His name was Joseph.
A jeho meno bolo Jozef.
And Joseph had many dreams.
A Jozef mal veľa snov.
And really those dreams caused Joseph to end up getting sent to Egypt.
A v podstate všetky tie sny, ktoré Jozef mal, ho dostali do toho Egypta, môžeme povedať.
Now, how did Jesus ever get to Egypt?
Ako sa dostal do Egypta Ježiš?
What was Jesus' father's name?
Aké meno mal Ježišov otec pozemský?
What was it?
Jozef.
It was Joseph. Joseph also had a dream.
Aj Jozef mal sen.
And it was because of the dreams of Joseph that Jesus ended up in Egypt.
A takisto práve vďaka Jozefovým snom, Jozefovmu snu, sa Ježiš dostal do Egypta.
How many sons did Jacob have?
Koľko synov mal Jakob?
12 sons.
12.
How many disciples did Jesus have?
Koľko učeníkov mal Ježiš?
12 disciples.
12.
Look with me at Exodus chapter 1.
Ale pozrite sa spolu so mnou do 2. Mojžišovej 1. kapitoly.
And look with me at verse 5.
A chcem tam čítať 5. verš.
And here's what the Bible says in Exodus 1 verse 5.
2. Mojžišovej 1:5 Biblia hovorí.
And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls.
A bolo všetkých duší, ktoré pošli z bedra Jakobovho, 70 duší.
For Joseph was in Egypt already.
A Jozef bol v Egypte.
So if I asked you how many total offspring did Jacob have?
Teda keď by som sa vás opýtal celkovo koľko potomkov mal Jakob?
You would say.
By ste odpovedali?
How many?
Koľko?
70. So don't miss this.
Teda nechajte si ujsť túto myšlienku.
Jacob had 12 sons.
Jakob mal 12 synov.
And then he sent, and then total he had 70 children.
A potom čítame, že celkovo mal 70 potomkov.
Jesus had 12 disciples.
Ježiš mal 12 učeníkov.
And then in Luke chapter 10, how many more disciples did he send out?
A u Lukáša v 10. kapitole koľkých ďalších učeníkov Ježiš vyslal?
How many more?
70,
right?
70, že?
You know, Jacob dreamed of a ladder.
Jakob mal sen o rebríku.
And then Jesus said, "I am that ladder."
A potom Ježiš hovorí, ja som ten rebrík.
Now look at Jacob's wife.
Pozrite sa na Jakobovu manželku.
How did he get her?
Ako ju získal?
He went to a far country.
Išiel do ďalekej krajiny.
He goes to a well.
Prišiel k studni.
He meets a woman at the well.
Stretol ženu pri studni.
He talks to her.
Rozprával sa s ňou.
And then it turns out everybody in the town hears about it.
A potom sa stalo, že všetci v tom meste sa o tom dozvedeli.
They ask him to stay.
A poprosili ho, aby tam zostal.
And then they get married.
A potom sa oženil.
How did Jesus find his wife, which is the church?
Ako Ježiš našiel svoju manželku, ktorou je cirkev?
Well, he also went to a far country.
Aj on šiel do ďalekej krajiny, do ďalekej zeme.
You have to look at this symbolically.
Pozrite sa na to teda symbolicky.
Did Jesus ever go to a well?
Šiel Ježiš niekedy k studni?
Yes or no?
Áno alebo nie?
Yeah.
Yeah, áno.
Did he meet a woman there?
Stretol sa tam so ženou?
Yes. Now I want you to think about that woman.
Zamyslite sa na chvíľu nad touto ženou.
She was not gracious like Sarah.
Ona nebola možno taká láskavá ako Sára.
She was not pure like Rebecca.
Možno nebola taká čistá ako Rebeka.
She was not beautiful like Rachel.
A možno nebola taká nádherná ako Rachel.
She was a Samaritan.
Bola to Samaritánka.
She was half Jewish and half Gentile.
Bola to spolovice Židovka a spolovice Pohanka.
So Jesus' bride is not just Jews.
Teda Ježišova manželka, môžeme povedať, nie sú len Židia.
But she includes all those of the family of faith.
Ale Ježišova manželka predstavuje všetkých aj mimo židovskej viery.
Now, do you remember the woman at the well? She told Jesus.
Pamätáte si, čo povedala tá žena Ježišovi pri studni?
That she was not married.
Povedala mu, že nie je vydatá.
And Jesus said, you're right.
A on Ježiš povedal, áno, máš pravdu.
He said, you've had five husbands.
Pretože si mala piatich manželov.
But right now you are with someone that's not your husband.
Ale momentálne žije s niekým, kto nie je tvoj muž.
So I want to ask you.
Teda chcem sa vás opýtať.
What number man was Jesus in her life?
Mužom číslo koľko bol Ježiš v jej živote?
What number?
6 or 7.
He was number 7.
On bol siedmym.
You see, Jesus was the perfect groom for this woman who represents the church.
Áno, Ježiš bol dokonalým manželom pre túto ženu, ktorá môžem povedať predstavuje cirkev.
Now friends, today I want to talk with you about the birth of Jacob.
Priatelia, dnes by som chcel spolu s vami hovoriť o spôsobe, ako sa narodil Jakob.
But before we do, I want to ask you to read with me Exodus chapter 3.
Ale predtým ešte chcem spolu s vami prečítať 2. Mojžišovu 3. kapitolu.
And I want you to look with me at verse 6.
A prosím vás, aby ste sa spolu so mnou pozreli na 6. verš.
Now this is an amazing Exodus chapter 3 verse 6. The Bible says.
Sú tam úžasné slova. Exodus 3:6.
Moreover, he said, I am the God of Abraham. I'm the God of thy father, the God of Abraham.
A riekol, ja som Boh tvojho otca, Boh Abrahamov.
The God of Isaac.
Boh Izákov.
And the God of Jacob.
A Boh Jakobov.
And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
A Mojžiš zakryl svoju tvár, lebo sa bál, aby nehľadel na Boha.
Now, when we talk about the God of Abraham,
keď hovoríme teraz o Bohu Abrahamovom,
most of us are in awe of Abraham.
Väčšina z nás si povie, áno, to je ten otec Abraham.
A rich, powerful leader, a patriarch of his tribe.
Veľký, bohatý, mocný muž, patriarcha, vodca.
He is called in the Bible, or he is known as the father of faith.
Ktorý je v Biblii známy ako otec viery.
God spoke to him face to face as a man speaks to a friend.
Boh sa s ním zhováral tvárou v tvár, tak ako sa rozprávame s priateľmi.
And so when we think of the God of Abraham, for us it is hard to fathom in our humanness, it's hard for us to relate to this God that was with such an exalted man as Abraham.
A teda keď my o ňom rozmýšľame o tom Abrahamovi, si myslíme, pre nás je ťažké sa stotožniť s Abrahamom a s jeho vzťahom, ktorý voči Bohu mal.
But God also calls himself the God of Isaac.
Ale Pán Boh sa tak isto nazýva Bohom Izákovým.
I think many of us are awed by Isaac's willingness to submit to his father.
Ja myslím si, že mnohí z nás obdivujeme na Izákovi jeho ochotu podriadiť sa svojmu otcovi.
I don't know how many children today would say, "Yes, father, you can kill me, I will stay here."
Neviem, koľké deti dnes by povedali, áno, otče, môžeš ma zabiť, ja sa ochotne podvolím.
And so when we think of the God of Isaac, we also put Isaac on a pedestal because of the amazing submission that he demonstrated to his father.
A tak takisto, keď rozmýšľame o Izákovi, tak si myslíme, že on je pre nás príliš vysoký ideál, ku ktorému sa ťažko môžeme len priblížiť.
But of these three, when God says, "I am the God of Jacob,"
ale spomedzi všetkých tých troch, kedy Pán Boh hovorí, ja som aj Boh Jakobov,
to each of us it should bring us hope.
Toto by malo dať každému z nás
you
nádej.
See, Jacob was someone that many of us can relate to.
Pretože Jakob bol niekto, ku ktorému sa všetci, alebo s ktorým sa všetci, alebo mnohí vieme stotožniť.
If you have ever
keď ste niekedy
lied to your parents,
oklamali svojich rodičov,
you can understand something about Jacob.
Určite budete rozumieť niečo zo života Jakoba.
If you ever have cheated someone when you had the possibility to do so.
Ak ste niekoho oklamali, ošmekli, tak povediac, keď ste mali možnosť.
Or if you've ever fallen in love with someone that you could not have.
Alebo keď ste sa do niekoho zamilovali, koho ste v podstate nemohli získať.
If you've worked for a corrupt boss.
Alebo keď ste pracovali pre nejakého zlého nadriadeného, zlého šéfa.
Or if you've been in a foreign country far away from your parents.
Alebo keď ste boli v nejakej ďalekej krajine, ďaleko od svojich rodičov.
Maybe you have children that are out of control. They reflect your own unconverted nature.
Alebo možno keď máte deti, ktoré sú odrazom vašej možno neobrátenej povahy.
Or maybe like Jacob, you had marital problems at home.
Alebo keď máte možno manželské problémy podobne ako Jakob.
If any of those things apply to you,
ak niektoré z týchto vecí sa aplikujú, sťahujú na vás,
you can take hope.
Tak určite môžete si vziať nádej.
Because God also calls himself the God of Jacob.
Z tohto, pretože Pán Boh sa takisto nazýva Bohom Jakoba.
Maybe the God of Abraham is too high for
pretože
you.
Pretože možno Boh Abrahamov je pre nás príliš vzdialený, vysoký.
Maybe the God of Isaac is still hard for you to understand.
Možno, že Boh Izákov je predsa tiež pre nás ťažko pochopiteľný.
But friends, today he is also the God of Jacob and he reaches down to us right where we are.
Ale priatelia,
in our own weakness.
Boh je takisto Bohom Jakobovým a on sa skláňa k nám tam, kde sme v našich slabostiach.
Genesis 25.
Genesis 25. kapitola.
Look with me at verse 20.
Prosím, pozrite sa spolu so mnou na 20. verš.
The Bible says in Genesis 25 verse 20.
Hovorí Genesis 25:20.
And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife.
A Izákovi bolo 40 rokov, keď si vzal Rebeku za svoju manželku.
The daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian.
Čítame to, že to bola dcéra Aramejca Betuela z Padan Arama, sestra Aramejca Lábana.
Now I was 28 years old when I got married.
Ja, keď som sa oženil, mal som 28 rokov.
I have a sister.
A mám sestru.
She's 42.
Ktorá má teraz 42.
She's a doctor.
She was 42?
No, she is.
Ja mám teraz 28 rokov a ona má 42 rokov.
She's a doctor, but she's still not married.
Ona je lekárka, ale stále nie je vydatá.
Don't worry, she has a boyfriend now.
Ale nebojte sa, má priateľa.
But you know, it seems like today... We typically get married a little bit earlier than they did back then.
Ale zdá sa, že dnes sa ženíme a vydávajú možno trošku skôr, než sa to dialo vtedy.
But the Bible tells us that Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to his wife.
Čítame v Biblii, že Izák mal 40 rokov, keď si vzal svoju manželku Rebeku.
Now, I don't want you to think that their marital life was just roses, like there was no problem.
Nechcem, aby ste si mysleli, že ich manželský život bol iba prechádzka rúžovým sadom, že neboli žiadne problémy.
Look at verse 21.
Pozrite sa na 21. verš.
The Bible says, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren.
Pretože čítame, a Izák sa pokorne modlil Hospodinovi za svoju ženu, lebo bola neplodná.
Now, it's not every couple.
Nie každý manželský pár.
But most couples when they marry, they want to have cute little children.
Väčšina manželských párov, keď sa vezmú, teda chcú mať deti.
I have three sons. I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old and a 1.5.
Ja mám troch synov, 10-ročného, 7-ročného a potom 1,5-ročného.
And I can tell you from holding these children.
A môžem vám povedať, že keď držím svoje deti v náručí,
there are few joys in life that equal having a baby in your arms.
Že sa ťažko vyrovná táto radosť nejakej inej radosti v našom živote.
Even when I see my translator with his baby.
Dokonca aj keď vidím svojho prekladateľa so svojím dieťaťom.
There is no hiding the joy of a father holding his child.
Ťažko je zakryť tú radosť, ktorú otec prežíva so svojím dieťaťom.
But even though Isaac married Rebecca,
ale aj keď sa Izák oženil so svojou manželkou Rebekou,
their marital life was marred by this one flaw.
Ich manželský život bol poznačený jednou vadou.
For a time, Rebecca could not have children.
Pretože Rebeka určitý čas nemohla mať deti.
And so what does the Bible say that Isaac did?
Čo Biblia hovorí? Čo robil Izák?
What did he do?
Čo robil?
He prayed
humbly.
Now, I know that seems a simple point.
Áno, modlil sa. Možno, že viem, že to možno vyzerá jednoducho.
But did you notice that the Bible does not say that Rebecca prayed?
Ale všimli ste si, že tam sa nepíše, že by sa modlila Rebeka?
No, it doesn't say, it says that Isaac prayed for his wife.
Tam sa nehovorí, že by sa modlila Rebeka. Čítame, že Izák sa modlil za svoju manželku.
Now, this teaches us a small but important lesson.
Aj to nás chce naučiť možno nejakú lekciu, dôležitú lekciu.
Yes, we should pray for ourselves, we should pray for what we need.
Áno, mali by sme sa modliť za seba, za svoje potreby.
But there is a place and there is a need for us to pray for others that also have needs.
Ale v živote má miesto aj modlitba za druhých, za potreby druhých.
You see, often our prayers are selfish. We say, God, do this for me. Get this for me. Help me with this. Do this for me.
Viete, pretože často sú naše modlitby také sebecké. Pane Bože, urob to pre mňa. Daj mi to, alebo požehnaj ma v tom a podobne.
But right next to us, there can be people that are dying inside because they are struggling with grief or disappointment or sorrow that we cannot understand.
Ale hneď vedľa nás možno žijú ľudia, ktorí trpia z nejakého sklamania, z nejakého smútku, z nejakého žialu, z nejakého utrpenia, pretože niečo vo svojom živote zažili.
And the Bible teaches us in this little sentence that Isaac prayed for his wife.
A Biblia nás učí v tej jednej vete, že Izák sa modlil za svoju manželku.
Now, there's a happy ending. Verse 21.
Ale tento príbeh má šťastný koniec.
21. It says, and the Lord was entreated of him.
A Hospodin vyslyšal jeho pokornú modlitbu.
And Rebecca, his wife, she conceived.
A počala Rebeka, jeho manželka.
So it seems like, oh, she couldn't have children.
Teda zdá sa to, nemohla mať deti.
And then Isaac prayed.
Izák sa modlil.
And now she has children.
A teraz Rebeka počala a potom neskôr porodila.
What a great story.
Aký úžasný príbeh.
It's not so simple.
Ale není to taký jednoduchý príbeh, ako vyzerá.
Come with me to Genesis chapter 25.
Pozrite sa ešte raz do 25. kapitoly Genesis.
And look at verse 26.
A pozrite sa na 26. verš.
The Bible says,
Biblia hovorí,
and after that came his brother out.
A potom vyšiel jeho brat.
And his hand took hold on Esau's heel.
Ktorého ruka držala petu Ezávovu.
And his name was called Jacob.
A tak nazvali jeho meno Jakub.
And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them.
A Izák mal 60 rokov, keď ich porodila.
Now, how old was Isaac?
Koľko rokov mal Izák?
How old?
Koľko rokov?
60. He was 60.
60.
Wait a minute. He was 60 years old when Esau and Jacob were born.
Teda čítame, že mal 60 rokov, keď sa Ezau a Jakob narodili, že?
Now, I know Slovakians are good at math.
Ja viem, že Slováci sú dobrí v matematike.
Please tell me.
Prosím, povedzte mi.
How long did Isaac pray for his wife?
Ako dlho sa Izák modlil za svoju manželku?
20 years.
20 rokov.
Now I want you to pause for a moment this morning or
this afternoon. Zastavme sa tu na chvíľu dnes do poludnia.
And I want to ask you to think, what is the longest thing that you have ever prayed for?
Skúste si položiť otázku, ako najdlhšie ste sa za niekoho, za niečo modlili.
Can I tell you a little bit about myself?
Môžem vám povedať niečo, nejaký príbeh zo svojho života?
When I was a child, growing up, we had my mother and my father were two different religions.
Ja, keď som vyrastal, mal som rodičov, ktorí boli každý iného vierovyznania.
My mother was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Moja matka bola adventistka 7. dňa.
And my father was a Presbyterian pastor.
A môj otec bol presbyteriánsky kazateľ.
Now, I know that many of you have heard that it is not wise to marry someone who is of a different faith.
Ja viem, že mnohí ste počuli, že nie je dobré, keď sa berú mladí ľudia a každý je z inej viery.
But I am a living testament. From experience, I can tell you that that is one of the most disastrous things that can ever happen.
A ja vám naozaj zo svojej skúsenosti môžem potvrdiť, že je to niečo najhoršie, čo môžete vo svojom živote zažiť.
I see some young people here today.
Vidím tu dnes niektorých mladých ľudí.
And I know that it's very common.
A viem, že je veľmi bežné.
When young people reach the age of marriage.
Že keď mladí ľudia dosiahnu vek, kedy by sa radi vydali alebo oženili.
They usually complain.
Že väčšinou sa sťažujú.
They say, mommy, daddy.
A hovoria, mami, otci.
There is nobody in our church that is compatible with me.
V našom zbore predsa nie je nikto, kto by bol pre mňa vhodný.
There's only 2,000 Adventists in Slovakia.
Na Slovensku je len povedzme 2,000 adventistov.
What am I going to do?
Čo budeme robiť?
There's nobody that I like.
Nie tu nikoho, koho by som si mohol obľúbiť.
So I'm going to date this girl who's not an Adventist.
Budem teda chodiť s tým dievčaťom, ktoré nie je
adventista. I'm going to date a guy who's not an Adventist.
Alebo budem chodiť s tým chlapcom, ktorý nie je adventista.
But I'm going to make him an Adventist.
Ale ja ich neskôr presvedčím, aby boli adventisti.
I want you to know that maybe you know some people like that.
Možno, že poznáte niekoho takého.
You know, they married a non-Adventist and now the non-Adventist has become an Adventist.
Možno, že poznáte naozaj takých ľudí, ktorí neboli adventisti a neskôr sa stali adventistami.
For every one of those that works,
pre niektorých ľudí to tak funguje.
There's nine where it doesn't work.
Ale na jedného takého človeka, ktorý sa stane adventistom, je 9 takých, ktorí sa ním nikdy nestanú.
As we were growing up every week on Saturday and Sunday, we as children would go to church. Every week we went to church, my sister and I went to Saturday, Sunday.
Keď sme boli mladí, vždycky sme chodili do zboru aj v sobotu, aj v nedeľu spolu s mojou sestrou.
And you know what? There's nice people in the Adventist church.
A viete čo, môžem vám povedať, že sú milí ľudia aj v adventistickej cirkvi.
There's nice people in the Presbyterian church.
Ale sú aj milí ľudia aj v presbyteriánskej cirkvi.
You can't choose a church where there's just nice people.
Nemôžete si vybrať cirkev na základe toho, kde sú ako milí ľudia.
By the way, there's some crazy people in the Adventist church too.
Mimochodom, aj v cirkvi adventistov sú niektorí blázniví ľudia.
And there's crazy people in the Presbyterian.
A sú blázniví ľudia aj v presbyterianskej.
But that's not how you choose a church either.
Ale ani to nie je meradlo, podľa ktorého by sme si mali vybrať zbor alebo cirkev.
You know, I remember one Sabbath.
Pamätám si na jednu sobotu.
My mom asked my father to come to church with us.
Moja mama požiadala nášho otca, aby šiel s nami do zboru.
And my father, he every week my mother would ask.
A každý týždeň moja matka prosila nášho otca.
My mother was not a good driver.
Aby nás zrejme teda nebola dobrou šoférkou.
So she wanted father to drive to church was like 40 minutes of driving.
A teda poprosila nášho otca, aby nás odviezol do toho zboru, ktorý bol vzdialený asi 40 minút.
But he was a Presbyterian pastor. It was like shameful for him to go.
Ale on bol predsa presbyteriánsky kazateľ. Pre neho to bola hanba, že nosil svoju rodinu do adventistického zboru.
I remember he took the car keys.
Pamätám si, keď raz vzal kľúče od auta.
Threw it on the ground.
A jednoducho ich hodil o zem.
And he said, "You go by yourself. If you want to go, you drive."
Vy si choďte sami, keď tam chcete ísť, choďte si tam sami.
And my mother was not a good driver.
A moja matka nebola dobrá vodička.
And I remember as a child we got into the car, we were very afraid.
A pamätám si, keď sme boli mladí, keď sme sadli do toho auta, veľmi sme sa báli.
It was a big car.
Bolo to veľké auto.
And my mother could barely see, but she was just trying to drive to church.
A moja matka len veľmi slabo videla cez to okno, ale nejako šla do toho zboru.
Almost every week we had some kind of an argument.
Takmer každý týždeň sme prežívali nejaké zápasy.
And you know, I remember that as children we had family worship.
Pamätám si, že ako deti sme mali rodinnú bohoslužbu.
And my mother taught us to pray a certain prayer.
A naša matka nás vždycky prosila, aby sme sa modlili určitú špeciálnu modlitbu.
She taught us to pray, "Please help Father."
Prosila nás, aby sme v modlitbe vyjadrili, Pane Bože, prosím ťa, pomôž nášmu otcovi,
to get baptized,
aby bol pokrstený,
and accept the three angels' messages,
aby prijal trojanielské posolstvo.
Now I didn't, as a child, I didn't even know what the three angels' messages.
Ja ako dieťa som ani nevedel, čo to znamená trojanielské posolstvo.
But she was telling us to pray this, so we prayed.
Ale ona nás naučila, aby sme túto vetu v modlitbe svojej používali.
You see, in the Presbyterian church, they baptize by sprinkling.
Viete, v presbyteriánskej cirkvi sa ľudia krstia pokropením.
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
Ale Biblia hovorí, že to nemáme tak robiť.
And sometimes my father was there praying with us.
A niekedy, viete, pri tej rodinnej pobožnosti bol s nami aj otec.
And we kids would pray, "Oh, please help dad to get baptized and accept the three angels' messages."
A my ako deti sme sa modlili, Pane Bože, pomôž nášmu otcovi, aby sa nechal pokrstiť a prijal trojanielské posolstvo.
And then dad would get angry and he in the prayer he would get up and walk out.
A potom počas tej modlitby ten otec sa vždycky nahneval a vyšiel von a odišiel od nás.
So there was this constant tension in our family over religion.
Teda v našej rodine bolo vždycky napätie ohľadom náboženstva.
We prayed for our father until we were teenagers.
A my sme sa modlili za svojho otca, až kým sme neboli tínejdžeri.
But as you know, as many of you know, once you get married, it seems like couples get more stubborn, you know?
Ale ako mnohí viete, manželia, čím viacej sú spolu, tým viacej sú tvrdohlavejší možno.
And so at some point, we even as children, we stop going to both churches.
A v istom, alebo že deti sú tvrdohlavejšie. A teda v istom momente sme, teda my ako deti, prestali chodiť do zboru alebo do toho kostola.
And I'm ashamed to say it.
A ja sa hanbím to povedať.
But we even stop praying for our father.
Ale my sme sa dokonca prestali modliť za nášho otca.
Because we saw no hope that he would ever change what he was.
Pretože sme nevideli žiadnu nádej, že by sa on vôbec mohol niekedy zmeniť.
So fast forward about 20 years.
A teda keď sa posuniem ďalej dopredu o 20 rokov.
And I became a full-time evangelist working for a ministry called Amazing Facts.
Ja som sa stal evangelistom na plný úväzok a pracoval som pre spoločnosť Amazing Facts.
And all I did was I didn't have a church, just 6 times a year I traveled around the world giving public prophecy seminars.
Nemal som priradený žiadny zbor, ale cestoval som 6 rokov po celom svete a prednášal som na verejných prednáškach.
My father had retired from work.
Môj otec išiel do dôchodku.
And one day I held a seminar in a state close to where my parents lived.
A jedného dňa som mal prednášky v štáte alebo nedaleko mesta, kde žili moji rodičia.
And as we were doing the seminar, my parents decided they want to come and see what is their son doing for all these years.
A keď sme tam mali tie prednášky, tak moji rodičia sa rozhodli, že chcú prísť a pozrieť sa na svojho syna, ako to tam prednáša.
So they drove like 3 hours and they lived with us in the house that we were living in.
A teda cestovali 3 hodiny autom, ubytovali sa s nami v tom dome, kde sme boli aj my.
And they came every night to our seminar.
A prichádzali sme každý večer, teda prichádzali aj oni každý večer na seminár.
One night we covered the Bible Sabbath in a topic called the mark of the beast. One night in our seminar we covered the topic of the Sabbath. It was called the mark of the beast.
Jeden večer sme mali prednášku na tému soboty, a ktorá mala názov znamenie šelmy.
And in that seminar we passed out a card.
A na tomto seminári sme rozdávali kartičky.
And on the card it says if you would like to keep the Sabbath please check here.
A na tej kartičke bolo napísané, ak chcete zachovávať sobotu, prosím zaškrtnite tento túto štvorček.
So after the meeting was over,
keď tento večer skončil.
The elder of the church gave me all the cards from the seminar from the people.
Starší toho zboru mi doniesol všetky tie kartičky, ktoré zozbierali v tom zbore.
As I was going through the cards,
a keď som si tie kartičky prechádzal,
I found one.
Našiel som jednu.
It had my father's name.
Kde bolo meno mojho otca.
And on that card,
a na tej karte,
there was one box.
Bol tam jeden štvorček.
And on that box, he had checked.
A naozaj ten štvorček bol zaškrtnutý.
I would like to keep the seventh day Sabbath.
Áno, ja by som rád zachoval 7. deň sobotu.
I was very, very nervous.
Ja som bol z toho veľmi, veľmi rozrušený.
I didn't know if he was just doing this because his son was doing the seminar and he wanted to make him feel good.
Nevedel som, či to urobil len preto, že tie prednášky vedie jeho syn, a či chcel, aby som sa cítil dobre.
I didn't even have the courage to say, "Dad, like, is do you really mean this?"
Nemal som ani odvahu prísť za otcom a spýtať sa ho, naozaj to myslíš vážne?
So, a few more days later,
o niekoľko dní neskôr,
we had a subject on the true church.
Sme prednášali na tému pravej cirkvi.
And on that night we passed out a card.
A aj počas tejto prednášky sme rozniesli kartičky.
And one of the things on the card said, "I would like to be part of the Seventh Day Adventist Church."
A jeden riadok na tej kartičke znel takto: Ja sa chcem stať súčasťou cirkvi adventistov 7. dňa.
And as after the meeting the elders gave me the stack of cards.
A znovu po skončení starší zboru mi doniesol celú kopu kartičiek.
And as I looked through the stack there was a card with had my father's name on it.
A znovu som tam našiel kartičku, na ktorej bolo meno mojho otca.
And on that card my father had checked I would like to become part of the Seventh Day
Adventist. A na tejto kartičke môj otec naozaj zaškrtol: "Áno, chcem byť súčasťou cirkvi adventistov 7. dňa."
I didn't know what to do.
Nevedel som, čo mám robiť.
Because whenever people check that, we have to talk to them.
Pretože vždy, keď ľudia zaškrtli tento štvorček, chceli sme s nimi rozprávať.
So that night,
teda v ten večer,
I went to my father,
som zašiel za svojim otcom,
and I said, "Dad,
a povedal som mu: "Oci,
I noticed you checked that you want to be part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church."
Všimol som si, že si zaškrtol, že chceš byť súčasťou cirkvi adventistov 7. dňa.
I said, "Is that something that you want to do?"
Je to naozaj niečo, čo chceš urobiť?
And he said, "Yes."
A on povedal: "Áno."
A few days later,
o niekoľko dní neskôr,
he even checked the card that said I would like to be baptized by immersion.
On dokonca zaškrtol riadok, ktorý znel: "Chcem byť pokrstený ponorením."
3 months after that seminar,
o 3 mesiace po tomto seminári,
my father was baptized as a Seventh-day Adventist.
Môj otec bol pokrstený ako adventista 7. dňa.
We had prayed for almost 15 years.
My sme sa modlili za nášho otca takmer 15 rokov.
And there was no results.
A nebol žiadny výsledok.
My mother continued to pray.
Naša matka pokračovala v modlitbách.
And 35 years in total.
A celkovo 35 rokov.
And later my father became a Seventh-day Adventist.
A neskôr môj otec sa stal adventistom 7. dňa.
I want to ask some of you here today.
Chcem sa vás dnes opýtať niektorých.
Maybe you've been praying for something.
Možno že aj vy sa modlíte za niečo.
Maybe you've been praying for someone that you love.
Možno že sa modlíte za niekoho, koho milujete.
Maybe you've been praying for someone who is not in the faith.
Možno že sa modlíte za niekoho, kto nie je vo viere.
And maybe you've maybe given up hope.
A možno že ste to už vzdali.
Because you feel like I've been doing this for 10, for 15, maybe even for 20 or 25 years.
Pretože ste si povedali, veď už to robím 10, 15, 20 či 25 rokov.
And now maybe you're saying to yourself, what's the point? There is no, absolutely no evidence that anything will change.
A možno, že ste si už povedali, nie je žiadneho dôvodu, nie je žiadneho dôkazu, že by sa niečo mohlo zmeniť.
You have to remember that God's time is not the same as our
time. Ale pamätajte, že Boží čas nie je ako náš čas.
Sometimes God tests our faith to see if we will hold on and keep praying in faith.
Niekedy Pán Boh skúša našu vieru, či budeme sa ho držať a či naozaj pokračujeme, budeme pokračovať v modlitbách.
In Luke 18 there is the parable of a woman that went to a judge.
U Lukáša čítame príbeh o jednej žene, ktorá išla za sudcom.
And the point of the parable is,
pointa tohto podobenstva je v tom,
will you keep trying and not give up?
Že či prestaneme chodiť a teda modliť sa a nevzdáme sa.
Sometimes we just give up after a day or a week or a month.
Pretože niekedy sa vzdáme po dni, po týždni alebo po mesiaci.
Isaac prayed for his wife for 20 years and finally God answered his prayer.
Izák sa modlil za svoju manželku 20 rokov a napokon Pán Boh vypočul jeho modlitbu.
My mother prayed for my father for 35 years and finally God answered her prayer.
Naša matka sa modlila za nášho otca 35 rokov a napokon Pán Boh vypočul jej modlitbu.
Don't stop praying for your children.
Matky, prosím, neprestante sa modliť za
you
svoje deti.
You might have been praying for 10, 15, 20 years.
Možno, že sa za nich modlíte 10, 15, 20 rokov.
Don't stop praying.
Neprestante sa modliť.
Wife, don't stop praying for your husband.
Manželky, neprestante sa modliť za svojich manželov.
Maybe you've been praying for 10, for 15 years.
Možno, že sa za nich modlíte 10, 15 rokov.
Don't stop praying.
Neprestante sa za nich modliť.
Children, maybe you've been praying for your parents.
Deti, možno sa modlíte za svojich rodičov.
Maybe you've been praying for 5, for 10 years.
Možno, že sa za nich modlíte 5, 10 rokov.
Don't stop praying.
Neprestaňte sa za nich
God
modliť.
Is testing to see if you will give up, to see if you are willing to hold on.
Pán Boh nás skúša a chce vedieť, či sa vzdáme alebo či budeme pokračovať.
Sometimes God allows this test to come so that it develops patience.
Niekedy Pán Boh na nás dopúšťa túto skúšku, aby sa vyvinula naša trpezlivosť.
Now I want to say this. I believe that God allowed this delay.
Chcem to povedať takto. Pán Boh dopúšťa toto oneskorenie.
Yes, Isaac and Rebecca would have loved their children if they came right away.
Áno, určite Izák a Rebeka by boli radi, keby mali deti hneď.
But you have to know that because they prayed for 20 years, I know that Isaac and Rebecca especially loved Jacob and Esau.
Ale keďže čakali na svoje deti tak dlho, určite svoje deti, svojich synov Ezava a Jakoba mali veľmi radi.
Sometimes God makes us wait that we might appreciate the blessing that he has for us.
Niekedy Pán Boh nás nechá čakať preto, aby sme si cenili požehnanie, ktoré nám dá.
Friend, how is your faith today?
Priatelia, ako je na tom vaša viera?
Can you hold on?
Vydržíte?
We're studying from Jacob to Israel.
Študujeme tému z Jakoba Izrael.
In our next session we want to look at these two children and see who they represent.
V našej ďalšej prednáške sa chceme pozrieť na tieto dve deti, na tých dvoch synov a koho predstavujú.
May God bless us as we continue to study together.
Nech nás Pán Boh všetkých požehná, keď budeme pokračovať v našom štúdiu dnešný sobotný deň. Amen.